Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, a podcast that reviews movies and talks that nerd shit. As always, it is the nerd you're going to hear to host the show, along with my wonderful co-host, Young Yoda.
Get out!
Hold on, man. I've got a stupid bug right there on my screen. That was great. Oh, God, man. I hate when bugs get on your screen. I hope I didn't break my monitor.
I'm pretty sure I did. Should have made, like, a Halloween theme for this shit.
Yeah, but
bats or something.
We're not good with that type of stuff at all.
We don't know how to do things.
Yeah, but it's spoopy season, baby. It's horror month here, and we are kicking it off with none other than the first movie of this month, Get Out. Yes, you're like, wait, there was a schedule? Yeah, we forgot to do a coin toss because I fell. And so we're following the schedule. We did the stuff in the back. So this week is Get Out. Next week is going to be The Wailing. So yeah, looks like Brad's going with the blue highlighting today.
Just a little bit from the top, you know.
Yeah, nice.
That's nice. That's nice.
How are you doing, bro?
I am okay.
Yeah. You're okay?
Just okay.
Just okay. Well, as always, let's go. We are live for our patrons. And then those of y'all who get to watch us, what's it called? On Tuesday, the wonderful public. But right now we're live for patrons only. And of course, because they're subscribed to our wonderful Patreon at patreon.com/nerdcore. And we do a bunch of wonderful stuff there for them. But yeah.
Give us some moolah.
Yep. So this month is going to be packed with some great stuff. I mean, we've got all horror movie reviews.
Also, you're playing a horror game. Not because of us, but for another thing.
Yeah. I am?
Yeah, you reached 3,000. You're playing a horror game, aren't you?
I said reached 3,000 by yesterday. I didn't reach 3,000 then.
No. You don't get out of this.
Dude, I did.
You don't get out of this.
I'll still play a horror game, but
you're still playing a horror game.
I'm not playing it all month. I'll play it on the stream, but that's it. Because the deal was yesterday, and we didn't reach it yesterday. We reached it today in the morning.
Oh my God! You're really gonna let 24 hours dictate? And you did the 3,000. You reached almost 3,200.
All right, whatever. But I want to thank everybody who helped out. What's it called? I'm still gonna play a horror game on stream. So we're gonna play horror games on stream. We're going to be doing two commentaries this month. So one is our Patreon commentary. And then we have the extra commentary for this month because of the goal we hit because of our subs. And then, of course, you have my solo commentary of Veronica. That's this Saturday. Instead of the live show at 8:30 p.m. on Saturday night, I will be doing my own commentary on this channel for Veronica. Yeah.
Do you want us there, bro? Hold your hand through it.
You guys can go ahead and watch, but nobody can commentate with me. That's the whole rules, because it's just me.
I was trying to be there with you, but
at one point I will want somebody to come in, but you know, I'm still gonna be there by myself.
Bro, you gotta wake up.
I already warned my parents. I warned my parents. I said, hey, on Saturday, I'm going to be doing this. So please don't think that I'm being murdered in my room or anything. I'm just watching a scary movie. So I'm really excited for that. So we've got all that planned for this month. And then, of course, on the 31st for our live show, we will be doing a costume. What's it called? A Halloween costume live show. So if Brad was smart, he'd do Thick Thor to finally kill two birds with one stone there. But Brad's gonna be quiet, right? But yeah. But yeah, we're going to be kicking off this month with our wonderful, wonderful first pick. And Brad won our coin toss this month, which was actually a wheel spin. But, you know, who's counting, right?
I am, because I won.
Yeah. It's whatever, bro. It's whatever.
At least my picks were better than last year's.
Yep, 100%. 100%. I will 100%.
Like every pick is better than whatever I chose last year.
Yeah, I mean, anything is better than riding the bullet, bro.
I mean, riding the bullet and, what the fuck?
Wolf Creek.
Well, yeah, I like Wolf Creek, but, Wolf Creek. I like Wolf Creek.
Fuck Wolf Creek. I don't know what was the other one. I can't remember the other one either.
I think the other one was something good, maybe?
Yeah. No. I remember. I think it was just because it was four people, bro. Aiden, me. Okay, it was Wolf Creek and
oh, it's because y'all were like, yo.
Oh, The Conjuring. The Conjuring was the Patreon mini, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, for some reason, I got three or four because y'all were like, we don't want to watch this right now. And it's like,
well, there was one that you picked that was really stupid. Like no.
I think I can honestly say I picked a lot of stupid ones last year.
Yeah. Yeah, The Conjuring was good though. I enjoyed The Conjuring.
So I basically traded out our Halloween spoopy month for basically our Western month this year with horrible picks.
Yeah, we don't talk about that one anymore. There's some things that are accomplishments. There are some things that are failures. Western month was a complete and utter failure.
I mean, the problem being is when you already do the longest name titled Western ever. When you've already reviewed that, I don't know what to choose.
Yeah. I mean, you could have also chose, like, Stagecoach or something, but yeah.
I mean, I guess I could have chose, like, some
Tombstone.
Veterans, something, you know?
Yeah. But it's all good, bro. You're good. So we're going to go ahead and kick this off. As always, if you've never seen Get Out, then you're going to want to go ahead and click out of here and not listen, because we're going to go into full details.
Are you saying they need to get out?
They need to get out. But if you don't care, keep listening, of course. And without further ado, our spoiler warning is in effect. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. With that, let's go ahead and get into this, Brad. Introduce them to Get Out 2017.
Get Out? Oh, coming from our one and only source, Wikipedia, the only source we trust. Get Out is a 2017 American horror film written and directed by Jordan Peele in his directorial debut. It stars Daniel Kaluuya, Allison Williams, Lil Ray Howery, Bradley Whitford, Caleb Landry Jones, Stephen Root, Catherine Keener, and Lakeith Stanfield. Get Out follows Chris Washington, a young African-American man who uncovers a disturbing secret when he meets the family of his white girlfriend, Rose Armitage. Principal photography began on February 2016 in Fairhope, Alabama, then moved to Barton Academy and the Ashland Place Historic District in Mobile, Alabama. The entire film was shot in 23 days. Wow. Get Out premiered at the Sundance Film Festival on January 23rd, 2017 and was theatrically released in the United States on February 24th, 2017 by Universal Pictures. It received positive reviews from critics, with praise directed at Peele's direction and screenplay, Kaluuya's performance, and his themes. It was also a massive commercial success, grossing $255 million worldwide on a $4.5 million budget, with a net profit of $124.8 million, making it the 10th most profitable film of 2017. It was chosen by the National Board of Review, the American Film Institute, and Time as one of the top 10 films of the year. At the 90th Academy Awards, the film was nominated for 4 awards, including Best Picture. Peele won for Best Original Screenplay. It also earned 5 nominations at the 23rd Critics' Choice Awards, 2 at the 75th Golden Globe Awards, and 2 at the 71st British Academy Film Awards. It has been featured in multiple listings of the best films of the 2010s.
Yes, sir. That Blumhouse method, the $4.5 million.
Bro, this is the secret. You just got to make a fucking horror film.
I pretty much just have to, bro. Yeah, make it as, cheap as possible.
Do a Blair Witch. That's all you got to do.
yeah, for sure. But, dude, this is the, I'm not even joking, Brett. I think this is my 5th time watching this movie.
This is your 5th time? This is my 1st time.
I've watched this movie so many times. Every single time is just as great as the first.
Do you catch anything different from the multiple watches?
Mm-hmm. There was this one thing that I didn't notice this time. Like, so when Chris has a camera and you just see him, right? But then in the back, there's this woman in red standing and she's checking him out like really bad. Like she's like this. And then she just goes down like this and she's looking at his ass. Like I saw that. I saw the what's it called? The like the placement of the portraits and stuff like that. Like just it was really odd. But there's just with Peele, it's just what's in his frame, but also what's not in his frames. Because there's a lot of great things hidden in there that you're like, oh wow, I didn't check, I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. Or like when she's rustling through her purse, like if you hear it. She had already gone through the keys like multiple times. She just never pulled them out. Like yeah. you kept hearing the clink and clink and clink.
Which I think by the end of it is what he expected.
Mm-hmm.
I mean this whole family was fucked up.
Yeah. There's a couple of things I would like to say. Daniel Kaluuya is incredible in this movie. I mean,
not even with dialogue. He's good with dialogue, but just facial expressions.
Mm-hmm. The facial expressions, Lakeith Stanfield, just those little parts that he's in, like Lakeith is just incredible as always. My mind just goes back to Short Term 12 and how great he is in that movie.
Can I just say, I'm glad Jordan Peele did bring a bit of his comedy in this with Lil Rel. Because that was very nice for the audience to have something to fucking laugh at. Yeah. During this time.
Yeah. So this movie just, first of all, I mean, it's probably one of the most interesting horror films I've watched in the past couple of years, but also what's it called? It is probably one of the most horrific I've seen, and not in the case of like jump scares and stuff like that. Like this is the stuff that is probably 100% happening behind the scenes of a lot of people's what's it called the places.
Oh please don't say that, Jesus.
That's like, you know, I 100% believe that this has to be happening at one point during our modern times, bro. I mean it has to be, and that's what makes it so horrific. But also just like the many times us as the viewer we're going through this film and we're like, bro, come on, bro. You're gonna still stay in the house even after that? I would have left after that.
The point where he's like, where are the keys? Where are the keys? And he's just yelling, the family's around. You know what I was looking at? I was looking at that window directly behind him, and I'm like, I'd be fucking jumping.
I'm out.
I'm out, bro.
I mean, bro, the moment we get there and we see that there's only black workers outside, I'm like, out.
Kind of awkward.
I'm out. And but you know who else is great in this film? Allison Williams. She has you bought the whole time. They're like, oh, or maybe that's just our perception of our race relations in the world. And you're like, there just has to be some good in this, and there's some good, right? You think the whole time that she's not racist, that she's not the problem. Like, there's no way that she's the one who's in it too. And then you're like,
and she's the fucking bait.
She's the bait.
She's the bait.
But probably, so also, like, just the first time I watched it, just going through, you have no idea. When in the ending where you see that police come in, I was like, it's over. Yep.
Yeah.
He's done. He's either going to die or he's going straight to jail. Like it's.
And now that I'm informed that this was shot in Alabama and this is supposed to take place, I'm guessing, in Alabama or the like, that's even scarier.
Yep. So I also love the score in this.
Oh yes.
It's so creepy. It's so reminiscent of Stanley Kubrick's score for The Shining. Just it's so weird, and I love it so much, bro.
I gotta bring up with this score. I just gotta bring up like. The scene that sticks out the most to me in this whole film was the bingo scene.
Oh yeah.
Just the whole basically slave auction scene that they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is horrifying. That to me is like the most horrific part of this. This film to me isn't overtly like scary in like a horror film kind of scary jump scare way, but yeah. It's just horrific in the images it's showing and just what's happening in the film.
And just the way that Peele kind of approaches with the directing and the framing and everything, it's incredible. I mean, Peele in his first outing, he's able to give us this. I mean, this is something like if you go and read about it, like he had been writing this movie for years.
And the thing is, back then, when you hear Jordan Peele is making a horror film, you're going, Jordan Peele of Key and Peele?
Yeah.
The comedian?
Yeah.
What the fuck is he going to know about horror? And then you're like, you forget comedians are like probably some of the saddest individuals on the inside, the most depressed. That's where the comedy comes from. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of the instance of this comedy comes from something deeper that he's able to bring out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think that, and also on that budget, like really.
Yeah. Yeah. Like what was Universal? Like here's pocket change. Go do your thing.
Yeah. And then it's just great just how like, you know, low budget, but like you really look at this and like, this doesn't really require that many locations. Like a lot, like I'm sure that the house, the inside of the house and the outside, that's one location, but like the apartment and stuff like that, like that's all studio. That's gotta be studio. There's no way that they actually went into like actual place. Like it's gotta be studio. So, you know, it's just great how you got this on such a low budget, but you're able to make a really kind of a grand film. And it's just so incredibly layered with so much thematic elements about, you know, race relations, about, you know, classism and all these great things expansive themes that Peele brings to the forefront with the movie. It's just, he does an incredible job. On my fifth watch, I keep saying that this is probably one of the most important movies of the last 10 years that we've gotten.
I mean, for definitely, I think in what he's telling, because this is you don't get this a lot in modern day telling, especially when they have a bingo scene that's mm-hmm. doubling as freaking slave auction. That is, then you're shown on why. Is basically they're being put into the bodies of these African Americans. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know Grandpa was the landscaper.
Yeah, landscaper. Yeah.
And that one scene where he's just running by and just running, that was freaky as fuck.
Yep. And then there's also like what's his name? I can't remember. Like the guy who was gonna get Daniel Kaluuya's Chris's brain and stuff like that. What was his?
You know, he seemed like the most normal individual in that whole fucking thing.
But even then, he was like, you know, like what's it called? I want your eyes and stuff. But like, what's it called? Also, Caleb Landry Jones as the brother, like just how eerie he is, just right there. Like I will never get over the moment when Chris and the girl are coming back from the lake, and he's just there with the ukulele, like bling bling bling, bling, like. It's so eerie, so weird, man. And also the what's it called? What's her name? I can't remember her name. What's it called?
The mom.
The mom. Yeah. What's the name of that actress? Catherine Keener. Catherine Keener.
God, that scene when he first goes out to smoke and then comes back in and she's just sitting in there. That whole fucking scene was
tense as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, this is Catherine Keener, who I remember. If you tell me Catherine Keener, the first movie I think about her is The 40-Year-Old Virgin. And then to see her in this, like, I'm like, when I first watched this movie, I was like, wow, this is incredible. Like, everybody in here is giving these incredible performances. There's nobody in this film that really does a bad job.
No. I mean, all the performances were great for what to help move the film along. Mm-hmm. I don't. There's nothing really bad to this film. Nope. I mean, there's nothing really I can point a finger at and go, I didn't like that. There's nothing really like that.
I mean, even the beginning montage with Childish Gambino's Redbone, just how he's framing all those pictures of like urban life and all these things that Chris sees, and even the shots when he's on the camera and the way that I'm not going to answer, Eric. My little brother's just calling me. I'm not answering that. The way that he just frames, like, the camera lens and the, what's it called, how it looks with from the viewfinder, like, it's incredible. It's like you have this guy who's coming into behind the camera who's probably only been in this position when he was doing Key and Peele, and he's like, you probably didn't even direct, like, a, more than, like, a couple of episodes, and you're like, holy crap, this guy is just so fluid with the way he's controlling just how he's directing camera, but also directing these actors, the way he blocks these scenes. It's like there's more to Peele that we're seeing.
I did have a question, though. The scene of the party, when he heads upstairs, and everybody just stops.
That's one of the most creepiest scenes in this movie.
I don't really understand why they just stopped. Is it because their focus just turns onto the individual that they're going to be?
Black man walking upstairs. There's nobody upstairs. They racist white people probably think he's going to go steal something. So they want to hear if he's going to be rustling around things or not.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes it even more fucked up. Okay.
Yeah. 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 Come on, bro. Yeah. What's it called? But I'll say five times, bro. That scene always is so, it's just creepy as hell, bro.
Oh, but also with that scene, the scene where the she, like, the maid, the housekeeper, she's in there, the room, and she's explaining why the phone was unplugged, and you see, because there's two entities in there, and you see, like, they're fighting against each other, and there's just a tear, and that's it.
Yeah.
And those scenes are just shot very well, and those are really what are the most horrific about this movie.
Yeah, he's just it's incredible what Peele does with this film, and just also just like how big this movie was. I mean, everybody in 2017 was talking about Get Out. There was not one single person who I didn't see online talking about Get Out. And if you didn't talk about it, at least you knew about the movie.
Yeah. I had known it. I just haven't watched it till now. Yeah. Because I'm like, that movie sounds scary as fuck.
Yeah. And I've got to say, I think that this movie is incredible. It does not get old. Even then, like, I still, to this day, five times watching, I still don't understand what the deer is about. But I guess, like, it was a little bit of a, kind of like a foreshadowing. It's like, hey, this deer that they hit is going to end up being used by, what's it called, Chris to get his way out of here. But still, it's something that I'm like, there's got to be something more to this that Peele's telling us about, and I still don't know.
Or maybe like a deer in the headlights, because a lot of those shots are just him with his eyes just wide open, like a deer in the headlights.
Yeah, and also just the whole imagery of the sunken place.
Or, I mean, maybe it was just in order to show, like, even to have the cop on scene and have that whole little dialogue that happened.
Yeah. But for sure, I did have to say a little real, just love him.
Breath of fresh fucking air, I swear, in there sometimes. And I mean, if it didn't have that comedy aspect, I don't think it would have been as great. Because
do you know about the original ending for this movie that was supposed to be the ending?
No.
So, what's it called? Everything goes down the same, right? What's it called? But the police car is not, what's it called? Rod. It's the actual police. They arrest them because basically the house gets burned down. All the evidence gets burned down. What's it called? And Chris goes to jail, and Rod visits him, but he's already kind of, outside of it. But Peele was explaining how, like, even then, with that ending, you know, Chris does kind of achieve something. He kind of lets go of the fact that he couldn't save his mom, but he saved what's it called, the lady that was inhibited by the grandma.
Oh, so he actually saved her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, saved her in the sense that she didn't have to be possessed anymore.
Yeah.
It's the same reason why the guy that was the grandpa, killed himself. Like,
well, and the thing is, the guy who was the grandpa, he actually ended up saving Chris.
Yeah. So that's, but he said that during the time that this movie was going to finally be finished editing, he was like, I got to give, the audience and really the people who are going to watch this film and really dissect it a hero that they can cheer for. So he said, I'm going to put this other ending in it. So that was the original ending of the film, which would have been a lot more depressing than ever. But
I mean, I really like the way this ended. I thought it ended on a high note. But at the same time, there's enough evidence there that you could probably point it. But at the same time, it does look kind of fucking weird.
But still, it's TS motherfucking A. We get shit done. But what are you gonna go get in a rate? What are you gonna go get in score? Get Out.
I mean, just for the fact it's a debut, like I think after a few rewatches, I think I need a few rewatches on it. But right now, it's a 9.5 to 10, easy.
Yeah. I said it when I first gave my first review of this movie in 2017 when I watched it. I'll say it then. This is a masterpiece. It is one of the greatest debuts from a first-time director I have ever seen. Not a lot of directors really get the things like this done like Peele does. Mm-hmm. And that's why I give Get Out a 10 out of 10. It's one of the greatest movies of the last 10 years. It is one of the greatest movies ever been made in general. And is 100%, what's it called, one of Peele's best work. If you have not watched Us, that's another great one that Peele did. And it's a little bit different, but it's still a great movie. And I'm eagerly anticipating his next one, which we still don't know about. But I'm eagerly anticipating his next movie. But right now he's busy producing a lot of stuff through his company. But love this movie. And I want to thank you all so much for stopping by. This has been our review to kick off Horror Month. And we've got to thank you all so much, especially our producers, our writers, and our, producers and writers over at Patreon. Patreon supporters, thank you all so much for making this show happen and all the other wonderful stuff that you do for us and making all these wonderful things come true for the network. As always, we want to thank our associate producers, Cassie and Sarah. Thank you so much. We want to thank our executive producers, Grayson Barker. We can follow at Grayson Barker 98, Warlord Hitman, Warlord One Bar, that is Instagram and Twitter. And then our wonderful Partis, Big Papa Partis.
Big Papa Partis.
Partis Jesu Dawson on Twitter at Partis Jesu Dawson. JESUDASEN. And then, of course, we can define Shane, Brad.
You follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at XSRK_.
And as always, we want to thank our wonderful writers, Brown Rice 96, on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, anything you can really find them on. And then, of course, our wonderful
Real Nerdy Dad,
Tony.
Captain Salami
at Real Nerdy Dad on Twitter. And without further ado, I want to thank you all so much for stopping by. I want to thank you all for listening, for watching, wherever you're watching and wherever you're listening. And we'll catch you next week. For The Wailing, a Korean horror film. And I will not be here. We will probably not be doing anything for Saturday Morning Review this week because I'm going to be doing something that I can't talk to you guys about yet, but I'll be posting the link for sure. So with that being said, thank you all so much for stopping by. Brett, Cinema.
All right, Raul. Thank you being host as always. Thank you to all our Patreon supporters. This is an exclusive episode just for you for now. Wait, this is the first review. And for all our listeners, too. I'm fucked up on Monday. Thank you to everyone. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Thank you to all those who follow us on social media. Show us love. We will show it back. Come play with us on Among Us or anything else we stream. Just ask us for our Discord. Anyways, thank you, guys. And, Don't go in houses with weird white people. Young Yoda out.